brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, the fifth day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Wayne Paul, CPA and in the Fed activist, who's been battling the IRS for decades, exposing their corruption and the fact that they're a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, will be joining us to talk about all things going on inside the New World Order in the next hour. Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul. Then our weekly visit with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Boy, there's a lot to talk about on the economic front as the world slides deeper into depression and as the banks announce record profits. They're doing great. Everybody else is getting pay cuts or losing their jobs or whole countries are going bankrupt. And Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters in the world, will join us for the full final hour today. We're going to be also talking about the financial crises and what the true state of the economy is and the trends that he's been forecasting for the last 3 years of riots worldwide in 2010, 2011, now starting. He was actually on vacation in Chile when the earthquake took place, the Chilean earthquake, so he can give us eyewitness accounts of some of that that went on there as well. So Wayne Paul, Bob Chapman, Gerald Celente today, and, of course, your phone calls and yours truly, Alex Jones, your host. Again, thank you for joining us. All right. I have been saying for the last 5 months that I believe that they are going to stage terror attacks on government buildings, IRS military bases, specifically. Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday breaking this down. In fact, guys, I didn't reprint that article. The way to find it is it says, as predicted, Pentagon shooting blamed on 911 Truth. And it's the first link there. It says on Wednesday, and then that's the link to the report where we predict things like this are about to happen and take place. And now you know there's been a Pentagon shooting last night where the reported shooter was killed and two police officers, Pentagon Defense Force, a Pentagon Protective Service, were wounded, one on the shoulder, one on the thigh. And this may be a lone nut, but here's the problem. I've seen Chris Matthews and Glenn Beck and others with the talking point in the last few months that 9/11 Truth is violent, and that 9/11 Truth is going to attack. And it has been declassified that our government and many other governments have staged countless terror attacks against their own people in the past as a way to create a police state culture with disdain and hatred by the military and police and mistrust, not just hatred, of the public. And this guy, who it now turns out was reportedly on medication, had been depressed. This graduate student drives across the country and then walks up stone-faced and shoots these two officers before he was killed. The biggest issue here is there's been a media talking point out of the blue, out of the wild blue yonder, out of nowhere, saying 9/11 Truth is going to attack, 9/11 Truth is violent, they work for Al-Qaeda. When, on record, Al-Qaeda was set up by the U.S. government in 1979, Zbigniew Brzezinski that founded it brags about it. And the Joe Stack attack of a few weeks ago, just unbelievable evidence that was staged. We know the underwear bombing was staged. They got him on the plane, protected him. Our witnesses, like Kurt Haskell, were eyewitnesses to it on the Christmas Day underwear attack. Then it came out that the CIA ordered the State Department to let that guy on the plane. Some type of security personnel got him past security, past the body scanners in Amsterdam onto the plane. And then now you have this. I mean, this is just incredible. Stay with us.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, coming up, activist against the Private Federal Reserve. Bob Chapman, Gerald Celente today as well. Well, there was a Pentagon shooting last night, and the news media went around the web within hours and found reported text comments by this guy questioning the wars and the official story of 9/11. That's just like when Poplawski in Pittsburgh shot the three cops. It turned out it was a domestic dispute. Turned out the guy hated me and had been all over the web attacking me. We forced five newspapers to print retractions. But not before they ran with headlines that he was an Alex Jones fan. Killed three cops. Within 2 hours of his arrest, when he gave up in his mother's home, the local writer who writes puff pieces for the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette had the IP addresses of the websites he was visiting. We later got the full list, CNN, Fox News, you name it. And the world was told, cop killer loves Alex Jones. Turned out he was actually attacking me and didn't like me because we don't believe that Jews are the source of all evil on the planet. And we And he thought I was an evil operative of Israel or something. I am the main enemy of the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, and I'm in reports every week now they put out demonizing me. Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, just there's new publications every day attacking yours truly. And they lie about me. They say I believe aliens control the planet. Don't talk about space aliens. They say that, well, they just build straw men. They just say ridiculous things about me that I haven't said in an attempt to discredit me. But really all it does is make more people go to Infowars.com, more people go to PrisonPlanet.com, and find out what we're really talking about. And now these groups are going after mainline people like Congressman Tom Tancredo, former Congressman Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, mainline groups. That, you know, they mix me in with Sarah Palin and people. And so they're really losing all credibility. It's kind of like CNN and MSNBC with the talking point that if you don't like government health care, you secretly hate black people. And you're like, what does it have to do with black people? But in every case now, over and over again, within hours, the mainstream media singles Alex Jones out. Joe Stack flies that plane into a building 2 weeks ago. Within 3 hours, the New York Daily News, the Austin American Statesman, and literally scores of other publications said that very deceptively, they would put a line about many people support what happened. Like blogger Alex Jones in the next sentence. So it legally they're not saying I did it, but the average person reads it as if I'm supporting what happened when, of course, we decried it from the moment go and said, watch, they'll be blaming it on me within hours, and then within hours they were blaming it on me. I even saw one blog minutes after I went on air. They put a blog out. I saw it a few days later going, look at Jones. He said they're going to blame it on the Tea Party. This crazy nut makes everything about him. He says they're going to blame it on him. And then I was absolutely right hours later. I mean, look, I mean, I'm on the receiving end of this. Poplawski kills three cops because he's drunk at 7 a.m. in the morning. He's got two pit bulls urinating everywhere. He's an ex-Marine. His mother comes and says, I'm throwing you out of the house. She calls the cops on him. He throws a fit and shoots three of them. And within 2 hours of him giving up, I don't know why they even let him give up. My issue is if you do shoot three people in cold blood, I don't know why, whatever. I guess his mother was in the house. But within 2 hours of him being in custody, I'm being blamed for it. And then it turned out it was the opposite. And you have to ask yourself, why are we under this level of attack? Because we understand how the New World Order works. We have their number. Remember 2 years ago, Jeremy Tallis, We Are Change New York, political activist against the globalists, totally peaceful. You know, Gandhi is their mascot. Be the change you want to see in the world. That's a We Are Change. That's a Gandhi quote. Jeremy Tallis is going to protest outside Laura Bush for the 9/11 workers, police, firemen, and others dying from the deadly dust. And out of an alleyway, and I talked to four or five witnesses that were there, but I didn't just believe Jeremy. Here comes this man screaming, don't attack my daughter, before he even runs into Jeremy with the wheelchair, ramming him, screaming, don't attack, don't attack. And they had cops run out and stage an arrest. But then the Secret Service got on the stand and said, no, it's not true. He didn't attack anybody. But they went to trial. They had to refuse the plea bargain and face 5 years in prison. And my listeners raised them some money. People were saying, how dare you, Jones, defend someone that would attack a little girl in a wheelchair? Talk about a psyop. I mean, they sit there and think. And turned out the guy did contracts with Bush and works with the Republicans that did it. Highly connected. Imagine being the globalist. Okay, how do we demonize 9/11 truth? These people are confronting world leaders in New York, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, every major city. They're confronting Al Gore about climate fraud. This 9/11 truth group has branched out into all frauds, exposing all frauds, fake climate garbage, global government, NAFTA, GATT, and they're going to all these events and asking serious questions. Well, what do? We have somebody come out of an alleyway and start ramming them with a little girl in a wheelchair. And then the New York Post had to print a retraction. So, we're attacking girls in wheelchairs. We're supporting cop killers. We're praising planes being flown into IRS buildings. None of it true. And they just grasp at straws and try to do anything they can and deceptively edit video from events and things to do anything they can to make us look bad because they're scared. Now, there's no 9/11 truth violence anywhere in history. And then suddenly, all the major talking heads in the last few months start saying 9/11 truth's going to kill Obama in the White House. 9/11 truth's going to attack military bases. 9/11 truth's going to attack government buildings. And then voila. Voila, a 9/11 truther supposedly, and they know this within hours, from stuff on the internet, who knows if it's real or not, just postings on message boards. Kind of like they always say, Bin Laden says he's going to attack us again today in a new text message on a website. And then 2 weeks later, oh, that wasn't real. Like AP will run headlines saying, Al-Qaeda leader says he's going to attack again. And at the bottom of the article will say, this message was not confirmed. And you catch the CIA-run Intel Center uploading Bin Laden and Adam Gadon videos and other videos in the same video layer as their logo. The Al-Qaeda logo is in the same video layer, meaning it was uploaded, produced in the same place. They have linguists that listen to the audio tapes of Bin Laden. Not him. It can't even pass voice key identification. They're so lazy in the government. They've got software where they can fake voices if they have a recording of it. They don't even do that. It's not even the same dialect. They just think they put that blurred video out in 2002 of a fat guy in a cave with a nose twice the size of Bin Laden's. And then face print was done and it wasn't even him, as if you needed a face print to know that. I mean, that's how stupid they think you are. And so out of the wild blue yonder, and Paul Watson's got a new article that he just wrote about this that just now went up on PrisonPlanet.com. They are reporting that this Pentagon shooter was an anti-government person. Yes. And so now the police and everybody need to be real scared of any 9/11 truthers because they're going to get you. See, Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews, they were right. How did they know? How did they know this was going to happen? Now, there's a small percentage chance they're weak-minded, easily suggestible people. And they've done studies. They know if the media gets up and starts saying, people are jumping off bridges. Every time they report, say, in New York City or Chicago, that there's been a couple jumpers, people committing suicide off buildings, the police have found that within hours, folks will show up at the same building going, yeah, I want to commit suicide and try to go up and jump off. So they'll have cops there waiting when there's a newscast about jumpers, knowing more about to show up. So this could be a feedback loop where Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews are saying, 9/11 truth's going to kill, 9/11 truth's going to attack, 9/11 truth's going to get you, going to get you. They're going to start killing people any minute. And you got some guy that goes, I'm depressed. I'm on Prozac. I'm a graduate student. Maybe I'll drive across the country and go to the Pentagon and shoot some people. And you do have a lot of angry people. But we don't even know if this is true. But driving into work this morning, last night, this TV, watching TV this morning, listening to Fox Radio, it's 9/11 truther attacks. Dun, dun, dun. I called Watson up last night and sent him an IM, and I said, okay, red alert, this will be blamed on 9/11 truth. He's got the IM. Before it was even in the news, I said, this will be blamed on 9/11 truth. It is blamed on 9/11 truth. I told you 2 weeks ago, an hour and 15 minutes after it happened, I go on air, and I say, this will be blamed on the tea parties and me. Hour and a half later, it's all over the newspapers. Don't you understand? And it's admitted they staged the underwear bombing. In plain view, the FBI now admits they let him on the plane protecting him under CIA orders. That's mainstream Detroit TV and radio and print.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Here's a short clip from just some of the news coverage last night from CBS. Now, he calmly just walked up and reportedly did this. I wonder if they'll ban the release of all the surveillance camera video like they did on the Pentagon attack on 9/11. Let's go ahead and play a clip of this.
Extra ammo.
He was very calm. There was no distress in his appearance.
He walked very, very directly to the officers and engaged.
Police say he approached a pair of Pentagon police officers and appeared to be reaching for an ID when he opened fire.
Shots were fired between both. Both of our officers sustained injuries. They were minor, non-life-threatening. The suspect was struck in the head. His injuries were a lot more severe.
The shootings happened at point-blank range. Multiple shots were exchanged. Fidel, who was not wearing body armor, was hit once in the head and once in the shoulder. The officer sustained minor wounds. One hit in the thigh, the other in the shoulder. The two officers, now identified as John Amos and Marvin Carraway, have both been treated for their injuries and released. Police say Bedell apparently acted alone, but his motive remains somewhat of a mystery. He reportedly had a history of depression, and a person with the same name had posted anti-military rants and doubts about the 9/11 attacks on the internet, along with this video on YouTube.
I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk with you today about information currency, the invention that I've released to the public.
On Twitter, CBS radio affiliate KNX posted this, quote, "His father tells me his son is a grad student at San Jose State, but says his son has been slipping."
All right. And now it's coming out. He'd been in psychiatric care, reportedly, and taking some type of antipsychotics. They always are when it's a real shooting, because it puts you into a dreamlike state. It's now on the drug inserts for Prozac and other serotonin reuptake inhibitors that the drugs can cause psychotic behavior or suicide. So we don't know if this was real or staged, but here's another issue. In Operation Northwoods, reported on by ABC News and the Associated Press, as well as the Baltimore Sun, headline, U.S. government plan to stage terror attacks in U.S. cities. Another headline, government secret plan to terrorize U.S. cities. And it called in Miami and D.C., of all places, to stage shootings of military personnel who are in black ops to graze them, or to actually not tell them and actually kill them. They also talked about doing it at Guantanamo Bay with U.S. Army forces dressed up like Cubans. That was from the 60s, to attack the base. And it was declassified 2 weeks ago that back during the Kennedy era, Bobby Kennedy proposed bombing the U.S. embassy in Honduras as a pretext to invade Honduras. So there's just example after example of this. And when you have declassified government plans to stage shootings of their own personnel as a pretext to have police state crackdowns or demonize a particular group, you've got to pay attention. I mean, where did Glenn Beck get off? Where did Chris Matthews get off? And all these other hosts with a talking point the last 2.5 months that 9/11 Truth will try to kill the president. 9/11 Truth will try to attack military bases, 9/11 Truth, and then suddenly, off of some message board comments under the same name, anybody could have framed this guy. Folks, we have no idea what the truth is. Government lies so much, has staged so many other events, we just don't know. We know the underwear bombing was a staged event. It came out. We've written articles about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The State Department was in several newspapers, but it didn't become national news. Drudge Report, of all places, did link to it. The Detroit News and others reported that the State Department was ordered by a U.S. intelligence agency to protect him and to help him get on the plane without a passport in Amsterdam for his flight to the U.S. on Christmas Day. And Kurt Haskell, day one, came out with his wife, who's also a lawyer, and said, look, somebody in a sharp dress suit went up right in front of me. I was by the gate and said, look, I've already got him through security without a passport. I'm authorized. He went and talked to other supervisors in front of him and said, let him on the plane. And this person was so high powered that without any ID, the underwear bomber got on the plane. Then once on the plane, someone was videotaping from four aisles back the underwear bomber the entire time. And passengers wondered why the camera was trained on him. Then they get him off the plane in Detroit. They take him into customs. They announce they found a bomb. The dog runs over to the bag. They arrest somebody else. And then Kurt Haskell told his story. Other witnesses came up and backed him up. Then the FBI said he was a liar. And then a month later admitted it was all true and they helped him get on the plane. Now, what is that? That's a staged event to sell the naked body scanners and a lot more. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this deceptive headline from Fox News. Pentagon shooter railed against U.S. on the Internet. So the idea is he hated America, whoever he was. They always call the government and the IRS the U.S. No, that's not the U.S. That's part of the parasite foreign offshore system that's hijacked our country and is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution in front of everyone. And then they go on to say that it's his messages, but then later they admit, well, they can't confirm that this was the same J. Patrick that did this. I mean, it's so easy to frame somebody. You just post something on a comment board, you go out and commit a crime, and then the person that supposedly did it is killed conveniently. And take Austin with Joe Stack. Turns out that one of the top defense contractors that runs the remote control systems for the Predator drones and other systems that a Homeland Security operative with that company owned the small hangar that Joe Stack's plane was in. And then you have all the witnesses saying the emergency crews were out there beforehand and that there was no one in the small plane as it flew over the highway, multiple witnesses, and now that's all been confirmed, that multiple witnesses saw no one in the plane, and that the witnesses were also correct about scores of fire trucks and emergency police and firemen from all over the county for an unscheduled drill that had never happened before in that location. And it goes on and on. And then within hours, they demonize the Tea Party. And then now this happens, and within hours, it's 9/11 truth. And you have a government that has been caught staging terror attacks all over the world. It came out 2 years ago that a year before that, 3 years ago total, Dick Cheney had planned to have Navy SEALs with fake Iranian patrol boats attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz to blame it on Iran for World War III. And then it turned out right at that time there were fake radio transmissions from blue patrol boats that it turned out were not from Iran. And the media said, oh, it was just some pranker. Yeah, a pranker in blue boats broadcasting, we're going to blow your ships up that weren't Iranian. Right at the time it's been declassified, Cheney was proposing it. And remember 888? You wake up, CNN's reporting, Georgia has been attacked by Russia. Georgia has been attacked. And then all over the foreign news, British, French, it was confirmed that Georgian U.S.-backed forces attacked South Ossetia, the Russian-controlled enclave, and that they used peacekeeper troops with the U.N. who were Georgian to hand grenade people inside the multinational bases. Literally, Russians are standing at guard and people run up and slit their throats and throw hand grenades into their barracks. I mean, total sneak attack on record. CNN later had to admit that it was true that, well, Georgia attacked this area, but the Russians overreacted. Oh, really? They came in, kicked them out, and withdrew. And I'm not saying the Russians are choir boys. They're certainly corrupt and big government's bad, just like the Iranians are corrupt. Just like every country on earth, there's evil in high places is bad. But who's the big empire? America, run by the private banks. I mean, I was driving in this morning listening to Bloomberg Financial, and it was reporting things I already knew, but just to hear it. Then I flipped to CNBC, same thing. Record bonuses, record profits. The only part of the economy doing good is the banks, as Greece and 15 other nations prepare to go completely under. That's who runs our government, is those banks. They call the shots. They write the legislation. The banks wrote the greenhouse gas tax legislation where they'll be paid the money. I mean, it's just unspeakable how obvious all of this is. I mean, it's on record. But a key article from Paul Joseph Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com, as predicted, Pentagon shooting blamed on 911 truth. And this shooting also happened right as the Supreme Court is in deliberations for their ruling today. Then they'll announce it in a few months, but they're in closed-door meetings yesterday and today on the Second Amendment. And right on, I mean, even Limbaugh's pointed out that every time they're trying to pass a gun bill, you have some bizarre mass shooting. And if you don't know governments don't stage stuff, you're not living in reality. Speaking of the Russians, they've been caught doing it over and over again. Hitler did it. The communist Chinese did it. False flag terror is one of the main tools. If you've got a big empire and you want to invade other countries or crack down on domestic groups, you stage stuff and blame it on them. It's called a frame-up. By the way, every two or three days I see a new YouTube video of police on their own squad car videos planting drugs on people. So if you don't think that big government will plant terror attacks, you're not living in reality. By the way, coming up later when Bob Chapman's on with us, I want to get into some video clips for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and audio for radio listeners. In New York City and in the state of New Mexico, internal memos have come out admitting what we already knew. Every major police department, state police, you name it, has quotas. Quotas on arrest, quotas on DWI, quotas on tickets. And every time police complain, they say, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're not told there's a quota. And the commander of the state police sits there on TV saying, this is not a quota, you're just ordered to give out this many tickets. And then they go to the actual definition of a quota, and it is a quota. Folks, the government normally lies. Most of what you hear is lies or spin. They do it out of hand. And people are finally starting to figure this out, but I don't think the public's figuring out just how bad they are. Look, if it's been declassified in the last 30, 40 years, really the last 50, that through the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right until today, they're constantly admitting, oh, yeah, we marched troops into a nerve gas chamber and killed them and then dissected their bodies and told their families they died of flu. Yeah, we put troops on ships and sprayed uranium on them. Most of them died within a year. Yeah, we took foster kids and radiated them to death. I mean, literally thousands of news headlines where the government admits this, giving black men syphilis, just on and on and on. On and on and on. And then, oh, but the government wouldn't stage a shooting at the Pentagon. No, the government wouldn't. And then it came out 2 weeks ago. The government documents were released that Dick Cheney, in White House minutes, wanted to have nuclear war on 8/8/2008 with Russia. I mean, these people are out of their minds. Yeah, they're crazy like a fox. There's a method to their madness, but they're so confident. They've gotten away with so much. That's why criminals always go too far. But these are criminals that have all the power. And so how far will they go with Iran? How far will they go domestically? And again, I would say this is probably a lone nut at the Pentagon with this shooting, except for the fact that we saw all this pre-brainwashing. And I was talking to Paul Watson this morning about all the pre-brainwashing and how the media is saying 9/11 truth is going to kill. They're going to kill. They're going to start killing. They're going to kill. Glenn Beck, mark my words, they're going to start killing. And I'm like, what an amazing statement. We know that these are government talking points. And they want to get everybody afraid and say, see, I told you so when it happens. And now suddenly these events are starting up. And I said to Watson, I said, you've heard me the last few weeks saying, I believe that the prime time for them to stage terror attacks is April 15th through April 19th. Because these people are pathological. They tend to do things on the same day. We know the feds bombed Oklahoma City on April 19th, burned down Waco on April 19th. And I said, the Southern Poverty Law Center we know was running Elohim City where McVeigh was. We have the federal affidavits from federal informants, Carol Howell, and from Terry Nichols that McVeigh was a government operative and being protected and then was set up. This has actually been in mainstream papers, but never made it on nightly news, you know, big national news, but it's been in AP, it's been in the Salt Lake City paper, it's been in the Daily Oklahoman. Thanks to four-year lawsuits by different activist groups and lawyers like Jesse Trinidad, we've had on. And I said, if the Southern Poverty Law Center is on TV predicting that Tea Parties and birthers and others are going to carry out violence, I said, I really see them doing something. He said, well, you didn't read my full article yesterday. SPLC report, heavy on smear, thin on facts. He said, you didn't read their full report? And I said, no, I read your report. I didn't read your full report. He said, well, read it again. They're predicting terror attacks in the middle to late April. And they give the gun rights march in D.C. as an example of where that may happen. And all they do is get a mentally ill person, tell them they're going to protect them, or tell them it's part of a drill. They march them out there, or they set off a truck bomb or something. God knows what they'll do. It's just, it's all coming to a head. The entire globalist agenda is in trouble. I mean, Glenn Beck was saying birthers on his TV show. First, he demonizes truthers, knowing a lot of conservatives don't like them, thinking it's a Republican-Democrat issue when it's not. It's a truth issue. And then he moves on to, we don't know if this kamikaze guy was a birther or a truther, but we know, or a constitutionalist. Oh, see, they're all bad now. And then we get the Republican strategy internal memos that Politico reported on last Sunday, where the Republican Party is targeting the true constitutionalists that started the Tea Party. I don't need an internal report to tell me that. We've been telling you that for months. They're obviously coming out with talking points. When you see every channel and every host saying the same thing, well, now we know it's a talking point. And now Obama has launched the coffee party through his operatives, and you see him promoting it on CNN and everywhere else, New York Times, to counter the real coffee party that we've been developing to try to go in and really wake up the Tea Party before it's fully co-opted. This is how the power structure works. This is what they're paid to do, is to balkanize us, to keep us separate from each other, to control us. And we know, let's look at one of the last terror attacks in the U.S. And this came out, the guy bragged about it on NPR. We wrote a story about it back on December 8th of last year at Infowars.com. A federal informant who'd been sent to Venezuela to spy on people, sent to New Orleans for Katrina. A federal informant was then dispatched in 2006 to Austin. And on record, he hung out with the Palestinian professor who cut his own throat, slit his own guts, bound himself, his hands and feet with duct tape, and threw himself in Lake Austin, downtown. I mean, Houdini couldn't do that. Then his imam called me. We had him on. They got the body back, tortured to death. Just absolutely sliced up, beat up, bound. Austin police are so incredibly corrupt, folks. I mean, they could grab me, slit my throat, slit my guts open, hog tie me and throw me in the lake. And I mean, that's like Fannie Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, that said that people could cut their own arms and legs off and be in plastic bags. You can't cut your head and arms and legs off and put yourself in a plastic bag and then pour gasoline on yourself, but he said so. I mean, that's the type of people we have that run Austin. You want to have any idea about the higher-ups? And it turns out that guy was hanging out with him, and he now has come out on the record. People already said this about him, and we've been warned about him, but I couldn't go public because we couldn't prove it, that he was going down to Brave New Books, the Patriot Hangout, and everywhere else, trying to get people on record to firebomb that building. Then they could say, oh, look, this Alex Jones connected group firebombed themselves. And here's the Weekly Standard. Left-wing extremist plot to bomb RNC leads to copious national media coverage, hand-wringing over dangers to Republic. Remember at the RNC in Minnesota? And it's in the federal documents. This guy over and over again pressured two young anarchists from Austin to firebomb. Then they wouldn't do it. He said, okay, I'm leaving. And then he got them to show up where he was with the Molotov cocktails, and that was enough. Now, it was in the Denver Post that the police dressed up like anarchists and attacked other police in front of news cameras as a pretext to attack peaceful crowds and to demonize the First Amendment. The same thing 2 years ago in Ottawa, Canada, came out mainstream news, Royal Mounted Police staged riot. See, once you know all this, once you're living in this and seeing this, you understand what you're facing. And so every indicator is this was staged at the Pentagon yesterday. And we know that the Pentagon Protective Services were intimately involved in running drills of the building being attacked in the year before, the 2 months before, and the day of the event, they were running a drill. This is ABC News and Associated Press of semi-fill martial law, 911, martial law, rise the police state, or martial law, 911, rise the police state is the actual name, long title, just 3 hours long, it's really three films. The Pentagon Protective Services were running a drill that day. And, of course, that area of the building was empty, and the list goes on and on. And we've had eyewitnesses on this show who were in the Pentagon who talked about it was a small hole. We have photos. They could smell the cordite. It shot through all three rings and almost no wreckage, no bodies, no luggage, no nothing. And they seized all the video cameras. That's how stupid they think you are. And the CIA says in Operation Northwoods, we'll have a plane with certain tail numbers with CIA personnel under cover names. We'll board it. The aircraft will take off and land at a secure location. We will then stage the death of all those people. They're all going to be given new identities. And then we'll have another plane that takes off by remote control with the same tail numbers, and we're going to blow it up in the air and blame it on the Cubans. I mean, this is your government. This is what is declassified. Army Field Manual, declassified 2004, teaches special ops, captains in the army and above, false flag. You're in a village. There's a nearby town that's getting political strength and organizing the people against the corrupt government that we control. You kill some kids down by the water, leave calling cards of the local leader. That's how you false flag them. And only real Americans fighting for America to see if we don't beat these people, they're going to take over and they're going to create more havoc. So it's a collateral damage and justifies the means. So kill those kids. That'll give us the upper hand so we can bring democracy to this area. Yeah, we got to kill a few innocent people, but it's for the greater good, men. That's why we're shipping narcotics out of this country as well, to ship it back to the U.S., because we got to fund ourselves because the communists in Congress won't give us the funding. Yes, sir. Okay. Then 10 years later, you're wiring explosives in the World Trade Center. But you're doing it for America, aren't you? You're doing it because, you know, America just doesn't have what it takes anymore. It isn't unified enough. So we got to have a Pearl Harbor event to get the people serious. Like Dick Cheney wrote the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC document. Oh, yeah, they all brag about it publicly. So did Gary Hart.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
So the shooting at the Pentagon happened at 8:40 p.m. and at 8:24, 2 hours later, they had his whole bio and everything, and that he was a 9/11 truther. You talk about stinking to high heaven Wayne Paul's coming up at the 8 after in the next hour. We're going to simulcast the last 2 hours and 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members for all their great support of the radio show, the films, the news websites. Your memberships fund a lot of what we do here. It's $5.95 a month. You get all my films in super high quality, higher quality podcasts, commercial-free of the radio show, my book, Paul Watson's book. You get to see my new films when they premiere first in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll see Burmese's new film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, April 15th. It'll be premiered at PrisonPlanet.tv. About a week later, we're going to premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my new film, at PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, the live stream. So you can watch us live in here with the documents and video clips and guests. And then it's also archived. The video's archived, so you can watch it when you want, where you want, up at PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be 6 years up and operating next month, next April. So 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv, and we just keep updating it and adding new features. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. And you can have 6 people logged in with the same username passcodes. You can log in yourself and share it with a few friends and family. I'd let you share it with even more, but the bandwidth would cost us too much. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget the online video bookstore where you can learn more about false flag terror in my film Terror Storm. Order hard copies of the DVDs. Shadow Government, Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracies in Hardcover. $5 off. It's $19.95. And get a free film. That's a $44.95 value for $19.95. That's now shipping. Infowars.com. Jesse Ventura is joining us next week on air for a full hour to talk about his book. Got a bunch of other very informative guests next week. Gerald Celente's on, top trends forecaster on the economy. He was also in Chile during the earthquake. That is in the last hour today. But, again, the online video / Patriot Apparel store at Infowars.com. Be sure and check that out. Again, Infowars.com, or call toll free to get hard copies of any of the books or videos or to ask about specials. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And, you know, I got Wayne on about the Federal Reserve in the Fed, the corruption of government, but no doubt people want to talk all over the map. So we'll open the phones up, too, coming up in the next hour. I'll just go ahead and open them up right now. But for first-time callers again today, because I want to give you a chance to get involved on air, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up, I'm going to get into the fact that police do have quotas. It is illegal, and they've been caught all over the nation doing it. Cops don't like it. Most cops really just want to give tickets to folks that are doing really something wrong or want to arrest somebody that's actually drinking. But it's come out that they're ordered to arrest people. They're ordered to fine and fee people to fund this corrupt government as the public goes bankrupt. So that's coming up. A lot of important news on internet censorship and the whole cashless society control grid. We reported on this 5 years ago. Now it's mainstream news in England. It's coming to the U.S. Spy chips hidden in 2.5 million trash cans. 60% rise in electronic bugs as council snoops plan pay-as-you-throw tax. That talks about the trash going up by two-thirds. I mean, just total raping. And then the tracker tags inside read the other RFID that's being put in most of the products. That's coming up. We'll also get into the latest cover-up with the whole global warming shenanigan. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.